Wasted Time by Edward Hertrick, read by Jonathan MacDonald. One day, one of the whores asked me to accompany her over to a dealer's apartment. When the dealer answered the door, he grabbed the woman by her jacket, pulled her into the apartment, and slammed her hard into the wall, knocking her to the floor. I stepped into the apartment while punching him in the face and knocking him onto the floor beside her. Three men came up, yelling some slurs in an English-Jamaican patois, and pulling out handguns. There was an abundance of firearms in this subculture. I looked at them. "You didn't like that?" They stuck their gun barrels close to my head and threatened me. I helped their friend back up off the floor and then punched him in the face again, sending him back down. Now they were threatening to shoot me. I was smiling at them and telling them to go ahead. Since they seemed to be so hesitant, I picked their friend up once again. Before he could be punched again, he asked me to hang on a minute. His nose was bleeding profusely. He apologized for slamming the whore into the wall. He told his friends to leave. He had just discovered they were of no use to him anyway. They wouldn't shoot. He told me the whore had gotten some drugs off him, but failed to come back to pay him. She told him she'd been arrested right after she left his place, and this was the first opportunity she had to see him, and also, she had his money. He apologized for assaulting her before asking what had happened. He was most interested in me. Not only had I almost knocked him unconscious, but he had never seen a man with guns stuck to his head laughing at the triggermen. The whore told him I was not the average person. She told him I was the man the King of Hearts called when he was in trouble. The Jamaican hired me on the spot to hang around his apartment and make sure he didn't get robbed by other dealers. I had nothing better to do, so I stayed for a few weeks with this Jamaican and his entourage of hookers. He finally got himself arrested downtown. I really could care less. I would just go over to another associate's apartment. It was no big deal to me. I was being cared for at whichever place I stayed.